Chapter 4, Wrecker's Key, August 1839. The stress of Martin's disappearance and my sadness at his loss had affected my appetite, which caused me to lose weight and brought about other changes in my body. But there was no denying my morning sickness. By the month of August, I had accepted that another child would be arriving to bring joy to our family, and additional responsibility to what I was already shouldering. It was proving a difficult pregnancy. By the third month, I was experiencing unusual physical problems, and I was close to exhaustion from tending the light. Martin and I had never felt quite the same way about the lighthouse. He regarded tending it as a job, while I had always intuited its magic. The flame we created each evening spoke to faceless people beyond the reef, warning them of its dangers. And I loved the feeling of being high up in the tower, surveying my world from its vantage point. But now that I had to tend it day in and day out, I came to understand Martin's attitude better. The superintendent of lighthouses, Inspector Stephen Pendleton, finally came to see if I was doing things correctly.
"You surprise me, Mrs. Lowry. For a woman, you appear to manage rather well."
"Thank you," I replied, bristling at his reference to my gender. There was no reason for him to act as if I were unique. There were other widows nearby who had become lighthouse keepers, like Barbara Mabrity in Key West and Rebecca Flaherty at Sand Key. And I had read about women up north in the Great Lakes region and New York who were also in charge.